The Biden administration said today that on New Year's Eve, it will lift restrictions on travelers from 8 countries in southern Africa. Those rules were put into place late last month to help slow the spread of the Omicron variant. And there are signs in South Africa that the wave of new infections has peaked. And another study out of the United Kingdom shows that Omicron infections are 70% less likely to send people to the hospital. Let's bring in Dr. Saskia Popescu. She's an epidemiologist and infectious disease expert at George Mason University. Dr. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Happy holidays.
So health officials in South Africa, and this was once the epicenter of these Omicron infections, say the number of cases appears to be going down fast, and they believe they might have passed the peak in this latest surge. First of all, do we know why this is happening?
Well, you know, I think they've really implemented a lot of control measures, so that's always helpful when we have non-pharmaceutical interventions. But right now, we are seeing a little bit of dip in cases. We're hoping it's sustained, but it's very preliminary, just like the data about severity of illness and hospitalization. So I think likely some of this is related to some previous infection immunity, but more and more, we're kind of waiting to see what this looks like in the coming weeks.
I mean, I don't want to understate the danger that health officials here in the United States are saying that Omicron brings with it. But can we at least take some information from what's happening in South Africa to think that it might be a similar trend here? It goes up very fast and then comes down very fast.
I'm hopeful of that. I think the hard part right now is that we're so eager for information. You know, it's only been about a month since we really learned of Omicron and what it was doing in South Africa. We're still learning more about this in other areas where vaccines might have been higher, infection-induced infections might be higher. So right now, it's very preliminary when it comes to the data we're getting out of South Africa, but also the United Kingdom. So the good news is that it's looking like it's causing more mild illness and disease, meaning fewer hospitalizations and deaths. But the tricky part is we're still learning, though, if this is due to the virus itself, this particular variant causing milder disease, or if people are having, you know, it's a result of prior infection, meaning a mild infection in a recovered person. So it's really about immunity. So we're still learning about this. We're still worried about hospitalizations, of course, but hopefully we'll understand why this is occurring and if it's a result of the variant itself or, you know, in a population that previously had a lot of COVID infections.
So you and others are still urging caution. Let's talk about what we can do to keep ourselves safe as Omicron spikes here in this country. We know that masks, of course, have always been the tools that are among the most effective at preventing transmission of the coronavirus. But now we're hearing that our cloth masks, and I've got a lot of them, I don't know about you, that they're not good enough. So do you agree with that? And what's wrong with a cloth mask?
Well, I think here's the first part. You know, we are seeing a really significant spike in cases across the United States. Yesterday, we had over 265,000 new cases. We're running a 7-day average of 186,000 cases. And so we have a lot in the community right now. We know something about Omicron is that it's more infectious. It's more transmissible, meaning it spreads more efficiently and effectively between people. So now more than ever, masking comes into play in addition to all the other interventions. But when we talk about masks, we are really looking at two things: fit infiltration. And that means you want to have a well-fitted mask and one that has pretty decent filtration, because you want this to be a mask that works well, especially against a variant that's more transmissible. And the problem with a lot of cloth masks is that they're very thin. They might only have a couple of layers. While they might fit better for some people, they don't have that filtration we need. So there has been more recommendation around using N95s, FFP2s, or KN95s. And what I always encourage people to do is, for something like an FFP2, which comes from Europe, or a KN95, make sure you're checking it against the CDC website to make sure that you're getting the quality of the product and that's not a counterfeit. But what we're essentially recommending is a higher filtration mask that's well fitted. And if you have a lot of cloth masks, you know, you can still wear those, because if they fit your face really well, that also means you're less likely to be adjusting it and pulling it down. So wear those, but make sure you add in some extra filters. Put in a surgical mask in there as well.
It's amazing, Doctor. We're having this conversation. I'm having deja vu back to the early days of the pandemic when we were talking about the best practices for masking. But that's where we are with Omicron. Now, one epidemiologist, or several actually, we've heard recently say that in crowded situations, we might also consider eye protection to protect against Omicron. What do you think about that?
You know, I really look at eye protection when you don't have bilateral masking. And bilateral masking means that I'm masked and the person I'm interacting with or the people I'm interacting with are also masked. So if you are masked, but you are going to be with a bunch of people who are not, you know, there's no source control for them. So that's when your eyes could be a point of vulnerability. Now, this is a respiratory pathogen. The primary route it's transmitted is through, you know, inhaling through your nose and your mouth, but your eyes are a portal of entry. So, you know, I think, you know, we have seen a lot of studies we encourage in healthcare workers when they're working with patients who are not masked. But if you're around people who are also masked, I'm less concerned about eye protection. That's how I really try to see it.
All right. Dr. Saskia Popescu, an epidemiologist at George Mason University, thank you very much for this information. I know people who are traveling right now, they're looking for any bit of information they can get their hands on, especially. So thank you so much for your time and happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.